Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. Given the obvious level of interest in this tragic story, we thought it was the only appropriate way to express our deep sorrow of the events of the last 24 hours. At around 4 a.m., we released a brief statement, which in part said, "Southern Cross Austereo are deeply saddened by the tragic news of the death of Nurse Jacintha Saldanha from the King Edward VII Hospital, and we extend our deepest sympathies to her family and all that have been affected by this situation around the world." I can tell you I have spoken with the presenters concerned. They are both deeply shocked, and at this time, we have agreed that they not comment about the circumstances. Southern Cross Austereo and the hosts have mutually decided that their show will not return until further notice, out of respect of what can only be described as a tragedy. Southern Cross Austereo is committed to working with authorities in any investigation into this tragedy. Our primary concern at this time is for the family of Nurse Saldanha. This is a tragic event that could not have been reasonably foreseen, and we're deeply saddened by it. At this point, I'll open it up for questions. Thank you.
Can you just explain how long the two had actually been working for today and when they actually began formally as hosts?
They've only been hosts together. Mel's been on the show a bit longer. MC's been with the group a few years and was recently promoted to the shift. So they've been on air for probably a couple of weeks.
Was that Michael?
Well, that's Michael. Michael is MC. I'm sorry. I'm sorry?
Reports that it was Michael's first day on
air. No, he's been a presenter with the group for a long period of time.
But was it his first day on air on the Hot 30 or Summer 30?
It wasn't his first day with the Hot 30. He's been on the Hot 30, but not for a very long period of time.
The first day of his current contract with me being the permanent host of the Hot 30?
No.
This is third day.
Did you seek permission from the nurse involved before you proceeded to him?
We follow the procedure that we have within our company, and we're satisfied that that procedure was met.
What was that procedure?
Well, I'm not going to go into the details. The details are different in every different situation. There's different rules in different states and different jurisdictions apply, but we're confident that we've broken no rules.
I've been told that Austereo's policy is you need permission from the subject of a prank if that subject is in Australia.
And again,
if it's overseas, you don't need permission.
Again, it depends on the jurisdictions and they vary from state to state and they vary between countries as well.
Can you explain the situation that we're talking about then? Because that's all we need today.
Well,
I'm
not going to go into detail what all our internal procedures are. I can tell you that we're satisfied that we haven't broken any laws. Yes, we're satisfied that the procedures that we have in place were met.
Do you know, in terms of culpability, where the network stands?
I think that it's a bit early to be drawing conclusions from what is really a deeply tragic matter. I mean, our main concern is for the family. I don't think anyone could reasonably foreseen that this was going to be a result. I spoke to both presenters early this morning and it's fair to say they're completely shattered.
Are they being offered any form of
counselling? We have internally made sure that their needs are addressed and counselling is certainly part of that offer. I don't think it's... I mean, look, I think that these things are often done collaboratively.
Was legal advice sought before or after the call was made?
I think the more important question here is that we're very confident that we haven't done anything illegal. Our main concern at this point in time is what's a tragic what happened is incredibly tragic, and we're deeply saddened, and we're incredibly affected by that.
Also quite costly, I would imagine. We learned just this afternoon both Telstra and Coles have pulled advertising from Australia.
Well, you know, we are in constant dialogue with our advertisers at all times, and those conversations shall remain private.
But this is obviously
we respect the rights of our advertisers to make the decisions that they think that's best for them.
How costly are these?
I don't think that's the important issue for us at this point in time. The important issue for us is this is a tragedy. There are a lot of people affected by this. Then my role is to address those issues in the immediate future.
Austereo has already had two licence conditions in place, one to do with decency, one to do with protection of children. Is there a risk of you could lose your licence over this?
I can only just say again, no one could reasonably foresee what actually happened in this case. It's incredibly tragic. Every one of us are deeply saddened. We're incredibly sad for the family. And that's the focus.
2 days ago, Austereo attended a content creator groups, posted a comment on Facebook saying a prank that gets the world talking is spicy, and that was later removed. Was that an appropriate comment?
I think that it's easy to make judgments on things with the benefit of hindsight. But I don't believe, and I think that we shouldn't run to judgment. I think these things will play out in time.
How will your practices or policies change as a result?
Sorry.
Under what circumstances will these two go back on air?
I've got to say at this point in time, our concern is for their welfare.
We understand that.
I think so.
Under what circumstances will they go back to air?
Well, I think that if you let me answer the question, look, this is a tragic event. These people aren't machines, they're human beings. We're all affected by this. There is no straightforward answer to your question. We will make sure that their well-being is the priority for us.
Two more questions.
What was your initial reaction to the prank call, Bruce, before the events of this morning?
I think that prank calls as a craft in radio have been going for decades and decades. They're not just part of one radio station or one network there or one country. They're done worldwide. No one could reasonably have foreseen what ended up being an incredibly tragic and a very sad day for us. Sorry, could you repeat? Other than we've issued some statements, we don't think it's appropriate to do anything else at this point in time, but that doesn't mean that we would rule that out at an appropriate time.
How will your policy procedures change now regarding these sorts of practices? Is this aligned with
that or away? Well, I think that there needs to be some more information from this tragic event to be known first, and I think that in the light of that information we can make better informed decisions.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You all have my contact details and email address. If you need any more information, I'd be more than happy to oblige you. Thank you for
thank
your time.
Thank you.
I believe he's been on Hot 30 for 3 days. It was his third shift.
Thank you.